Gossip Culture.
Hello and welcome back to another episode of Gossip Cultures, where the gossip is exclusive.
The opinion is unhinged.
This is Gossip Cultures.
I am Lean.
And I'm Aida. And this is episode 4, Dress to Impress, and it starts now. Two new hot takes have entered the studio and they are ready to turn the heat up.
Joining us today to share and reflect on how the first impressions are shaped by appearance and why we often judge others at first glances are Doreen and Yehur.
Hey. Hi.
How are you guys doing today?
Everything is great, actually.
Today
is
really
hot.
It is. It is really hot.
No, I'm good. I have a little bit of anxiety, so... Yeah,
same. All right.
So what are you guys wearing today? Can you share what you're wearing?
Yeah, Doreen, you can start.
I'm more than basic today. I have a H&M shirt, a white shirt. I have
Slay, honestly.
Some review baggy pants, some loafers, and then... some necklaces and jewelry.
Love it.
Don't forget the diesel bag.
And the diesel bag, yes. I have the diesel bag, yeah.
Yeah, so today my look, as Celine said, is like sugar daddy. So I have white pants and blue shirt, which I stole from my mom last time.
Honestly, period. I also did the same thing.
Yeah, and white sneakers. So... also basic.
What yes. about the t-shirt behind the button up? He has a Kiss t-shirt. I love it, by the way.
Yeah.
All right. For most cultures, clothing is a way of identifying and expressing who you are, just like it is for teenagers. But how much does appearance really affect first impressions? And can that be changed? Or should it? I have a question for both of you. When you guys first met each other, did you judge each other by what you guys were wearing?
I don't really remember what he was wearing.
It was a picnic.
It was at a picnic. I have no idea. Not honestly. I don't really usually judge people by their clothes. Mm-hmm. Only if they are going to, I don't know, some events. And then I'm going to judge.
Yeah.
Because you're supposed to dress in a certain way.
Yeah.
So that's it.
Yeah, you were like something basic, so
yes.
I didn't judge you, but it was fun when you say that you're a vegetarian and we were at the picnic with pizza and other stuff.
Yes, guys, I'm a vegetarian. I've been a vegetarian for 11 years, so...
I love how food always makes it into the conversation when it's not even the subject.
No, we were actually interviewing people on the streets some days ago, and then one of the most important questions of all of them, they were, what's your favorite food from another country?
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, everybody asked that question.
I mean, judging is a natural reflex. However, should it control our perspectives, or do we give it a shot at getting to know new people?
Meaning what she wanted to say, but the execution wasn't really there. We humans normally judge. It's a reflex. Whether we control it or not, we judge. However, should it control how we see the person? So, for example, if I see you and I'm like, he's dressed too good. I don't know if he's going to be my friends because I'm dressed in a basic gray t-shirt and baggy pants. So I don't really know. But the question is, should it control your perspectives of meeting new people? Or do you put this judgment aside and just give it a shot at getting to know them and then judging whether you are going to be good friends or not?
That's a very interesting question for me specifically. I am a fashion student right now. I do my master's degree in fashion. And I've also graduated a psychology degree. So I have a bachelor's degree in psychology. And I feel like when it comes to judging other people, you cannot really judge people by their clothes. Because if you do that, you won't get a chance to... I don't know, to meet that person, like, I have no idea. I literally have no idea.
I totally get what you mean, but
I see what you mean. Like, you won't really get to know them because it's just their outfit.
Yes.
So it doesn't really show who they truly are. However, if we see it on a different point of view, I mean, some people, let's say music, it influences people's appearances, you know.
Right.
If you're listening to goth or rock, you are dressed a certain way. Yeah. And if you're listening to Lana Del Rey, you are completely dressed in a different way. So if you are not, let's say you're not a person who is into rock, and then you see someone who's fully rocked out, you know, got the spikes and everything.
Yes.
Would you go out of your comfort zone to talk to them? I mean, let's say you're in art school, you know,
yes,
or fashion school, and you meet that person. Would you let your judgment, prejudgment on him, like them, be like, they're into rock, I don't know, like it shows, you know, so I don't know if I'll be like friends or not. Maybe you won't agree on some things.
I don't know. I've been listening to rock since I was 5. So,
wow.
So I don't think
from the way you're dressed, I wouldn't
tell. Lately, I've been more into Billie Eilish stuff.
Wow.
Oh,
I see
so
it.
Much.
Yeah.
Yes,
it fits.
Obviously.
Yeah.
But I don't think that I'll judge people by the way they look again. I don't feel like that should be a thing lately, even though many people do that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Especially lately with all the Met Gala stuff and
ooh,
I don't know. Yes.
That is a good discussion. Yes.
Yes.
What about you?
Yeah, actually, I can tell you about the fact that I work as a sales manager. And most often, those who look very simple or don't have like brand clothes or expensive technique or something else, they make really good purchase. And those who do and buy a lot of kind of expensive clothes, love brands and this stuff, they are really like difficult customers, and they always want to ask a lot of questions, and mostly after all of work with them, they don't do buy anything. So
I have a question about that, actually, because you are you know this domain of work. When people come and they like they have money, right? Do you think they have like more? My question is, oh my goodness, sorry guys, I cannot formulate the question. My question is, do you think that with more money you have more fashion sense?
Yes.
That yes came out of nowhere. Okay, elaborate on that, please. Because just to support my point, I don't think so. Yes, I think that if you have money, this means obviously you have access to higher fashion brands, clothing brands. That's true. But I also believe a majority of people, they do not have the sense of time.
Yeah.
They do have the money, but they go, for example, Gucci or Dolce & Gabbana, like
Gucci
and
things,
yeah,
think,
or
the
like
t-shirt.
These t-shirts. Yes, exactly. Like these t-shirts that just have the brand, and I honestly would never wear them because it would feel like I'm a walking advertisement,
yeah,
and I don't get paid for that.
Period. Period. Yeah. No, I don't feel like if you're rich, you're dressing, I don't know, in a certain way or something like that. But I feel like people that have more money have the option of choosing between the
two. Mm-hmm.
You know what
true.
I mean?
Yeah,
if you have money, you have the option to choose whatever brand you're going to wear.
I mean, we can. So sorry.
I'm sorry. That doesn't mean that if you, I don't know, buy Versace or I don't. I'm a huge fan of Vogue.
Ooh.
And I've been looking at the latest collections and stuff like that. And I mean, people, just because you have money, that's an advice. That's an advice for the people at home. If you have money, that doesn't mean that you're dressing good. The only thing that you can do is actually having the option of choosing clothes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but I think if you have a style, you can just go and thrift clothes.
I love thrifting. I love thrifting.
And you
That's
can
what
find
I'm
really
saying.
Good stuff.
Yes.
Like you
yes.
can just.
I mean, let's talk Wisdom K, for example. For anybody who knows him, he's like a... He's actually a celebrity now on TikTok. He became this fashion icon because he could style every single thing.
Love him.
This is, by the way, for Yehur, because he did not know him.
Good to know. Thank you.
Yeah. He started from nothing, to be honest, styling things that were basic, and he styled them in a way that was just amazing, to be honest. And now, goodness, I want the Chrome Heart collection that he has, because that is amazing. Yeah.
Also, who's your favorite fashion icon?
Ooh.
Oh my gosh, that's so hard for me. Do you have any?
Actually, I just opened Instagram to to find
mid-interview
to find some influencers. I love Lara. I don't know his
Batman. Her Lara Batman
nickname, but I love her style and how she like go with this style in the world.
For context, me and Aida have no idea what he's talking about, but
we will search.
We will do our research afterwards.
I don't necessarily think that I have a fashion icon. I love, like I said, I love Billie Eilish. I love Tracy Van, because that's your favorite artist. I love them so much, but I'm fangirling over collections, over brands. Mm-hmm. Not because I have the money to afford them, but because I have the option of, I don't know, looking at them. Mm-hmm. I can...
Like the privilege of actually witnessing them.
Exactly. Yes. Yeah. So I'm fangirling over brands, like not expensive or huge brands, but like brands that really put in the work.
And another question, who is your favorite model? I love this question.
My favorite model?
Yeah.
Ooh.
Wait, what was her name? Lana, Rima.
Yes, yeah? I love her, yes.
Oh my God, my sister cooked my head with her. She was a Victoria's Secret runway model.
No, I'm very sure that pretty. If I show you a picture,
I know people by their faces. I do not know their name.
I don't know when it comes about modeling, that's hard. I have many, but I feel like...
Many, but he can't choose one.
Yeah.
Yes.
He can't name one.
I don't know. I'm going to say an unpopular opinion, everybody. But I kind of love the Jenners.
Oh,
I love the Jenners.
Kendall.
Love her Jenner. Modeling. Yeah, she's been so crazy.
The side eye I just gave you was actually insane.
Okay. My favorite one lately, it's Alex Consani. You cannot debate on that.
Okay, love her.
No, I love her so much. No.
Yeah. Shout out, kind of.
Yes.
Okay, I don't have favorite model.
Same, bestie, same.
I mean, I saw a lot of ads with actors from my favorite series or this stuff, and after series they became models. Mm-hmm. Or
oh yes, actually, to clock on that is a singer, Bad Bunny and the Calvin Klein.
That was crazy.
Can we talk about Zendaya though?
Yes,
because I feel like she'd rock her. Yeah. She'd rock.
Well, she does everything.
She rocks. Literally singing. She's an actress. Yeah. She does modeling. She does everything.
Zendaya, hit us up, please. Okay, I have a question. Do you think clothes influence self-esteem and can be somehow considered as a defense mechanism to hide behind or to use to... When you're not confident, and let's be honest, I mean, at least for me, when I'm least confident, I put on the sexiest thing I can find in my closet, do my makeup, and just even sit in my house, you know, to at least boost this self-esteem.
Yeah.
Or literally go out and walk with my sister in Cala Victoria, because where else would you go? But it kind of changes when you see yourself in these clothes, you know, they do make you feel better in some way. So what are your takes on that?
Cala Victoria, it's on the weekends, Romanian Fashion Week.
Yes,
I totally agree on that.
Yes.
Actually, I use like these kinds of tips a lot when I had bad mood or something like this. What I can do? I just wear something nice and go in this world. And clothes really makes my mood like better or something like this.
I have a question though, again, to add on that. I'm so sorry. To add on that, when you are wearing something that you are confident in, do your siblings or your friends be like, why did you wear that? Yeah. Because honestly, my sister, I would wear something and I'm like, ooh, I feel so cute. My sister's like, are you sure? And my sister is judgy. So when she says something, I'm like, oh, do I not?
Yeah. And then you don't wear that. Because you felt
Exactly. No. My self-esteem is busted now.
Yeah.
Younger sisters.
Yes. Yeah. Is it like a common younger sister thing? I swear to God.
I mean, my brother did that too. Haters. So.
Yeah. Yehur understands me.
But the siblings always are haters.
Siblings,
so.
Siblings.
I don't know. For me specifically, I'm a short king and I'm also extremely skinny.
I'm a short queen too. So twinsies.
So yes. So that's a problem for me when it comes to my sister specifically, because if I'm trying to wear something nice, something black, something, I don't know, I'm going to an event, I'm a brand ambassador or something like that. Girl, no. She'd go crazy. She'd go, you're so skinny. Go eat. Like, you're literally about to.
Ugh, I know. It's like, dude, it's not in my control, you know?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know. And when it comes, to address that part of the question, that question specifically got me into uni, into my master's degree.
Really?
Because, yes.
Wait, which question?
This one. Like,
which one?
Wait, the one like, do you think clothes influence self-esteem?
Oh, the one I asked. Yeah, my bad.
Mechanism. Yes, I'm licensed in psychology, and I also been reading.
Clock that.
So much stuff about defense mechanisms.
Wow.
Especially sublimation, which is the one that we always use in order to transform all.
Scientific approach from Durin.
We use this self mechanism in order to feel ourselves feel better, to make ourselves feel better. And that means that if I feel bad, if I feel, I don't know, I feel stressed about uni, I've been, I don't know, diagnosed with OCD.
Self-diagnosed?
Yes. Asha.
Romania is Romanian now. Romanian
I'm so
side.
Sorry. The anxiety is actually crazy. Okay. I tend specifically, me personally, I tend to dress more crazy.
Ooh, love it.
I tend to make up outfits in my head and then I'm changing them, I'm trying them out, and I'll make myself feel better. And actually, because we're talking about a scientific approach, that's science-based. That's a science-based action, activity that we always do. We dress nice in order to feel better.
Yeah.
And it doesn't really mean that we are doing something to impress others. We are just doing it for ourselves.
Oh my God, I hate this. Like, you are dressing to impress other people.
The only person I'm trying to impress is the women.
Yeah, exactly.
Yes, but no, we can do that for ourselves. And I think that's important. That's important. Important.
No, but honestly, to back up on that, dressing for the male gaze is actually crazy. Getting a compliment from a girl these days is like, ooh, yes, please.
Yeah, you're like a princess.
Yeah.
Yes.
So, do you prefer practical or pretty clothes?
I mean,
tough question. They went silent. They're like,
For me, firstly, it's pretty. And my mom. And everybody always hates me because firstly, clothes have to be practiced. But I have like practice clothes and pretty. So mostly when I go to the city or somewhere else, I would choose pretty clothes. If I go to mountains or stuff like this, I will choose like practical clothes, but with some elements of
love it.
Chic.
Very, very true. I mean,
For me, it's challenging to answer that question because all my family and friends are gonna say pretty because that's how I've been all my life, but. But if I'm going to work, I'll make sure I'll be practical. So it really depends on the activity that I'm going to do, on the task and everything.
To be honest, for me, to add my point of view, it's agree to disagree. I don't go to work. I don't got work yet, but it's okay. It's a discussion for later. When I go to my high school, I used to always go top tier fashion, diva looking, like, you know. I don't. Girl, if you give me a 36 size shoe, mine is, by the way, 37, I would still make it work if I like it. Ooh. I don't know. I would still make it work. I'm that type of person who just give me the thing if I like it. I'll just make it work some way or another, even though it's uncomfortable. Beauty is pain, babies. Beauty is pain.
Yeah. When last winter, it was the last pair of really nice sneakers, and I asked my friends to present it to me. But it was 45 size, but I have 45 and half or 46. So it wasn't really comfortable, but it was pretty.
Yeah. That is, it's not comfortable, but it's pretty. Yeah.
No, sometimes for me, I do not care what I wear. I just want to wear something and go out.
And
you know?
She still looks slayed. Gorgeous. Mm-hmm. Look at her right now. Look at her right now. For those who can.
For those who will.
Yes. But like, she looks gorgeous. She is gorgeous. And she has that fashion style. So,
plug it.
Slays the boots down, Gaga.
I mean, to be honest, since we first created this whole group, everybody has been slaying their outfits. Yeah, even on the days where we're tired as hell. Yeah. We still slayed.
We are fashion icons. Mm-hmm.
And to actually back this up, because some of us would be coming late to some meetings, how much time do you spend choosing your outfits? Because for me personally, I choose it the day before. Because I know.
Same with
really?
Me.
Yes. Yeah. For this outfit, I stayed yesterday night deciding what to wear to come today.
Yeah, who just gave us a side-eye look.
The judgmental look.
Because actually, I need something like 40 minutes at all from wake up until going out to get ready.
I woke up at 5 in the morning today and only had time to get ready, do my makeup and my hair. What do you mean?
I swear.
Because I'm a really organized person.
Oh, and excuse you. Who is you?
And I'm trying to make something like capsule with clothes. Do you know what I mean? All stuff match with other.
Oh, okay.
So when you buy stuff, you buy them based on what
you're
gonna
already
make.
Have.
I do not care. I just go see something. Yeah.
It. I like it. Sorry. I got it.
Exactly.
I like it. Yeah. Okay. Well, you're a sales manager. You don't have time to
He's
a busy man.
He
do plan. Like, we say tomorrow we are meeting, he's going to write that in his plan.
Yeah,
so.
In his, what is it,
Google planner.
Google calendar.
I'm in Lean's team for this. I prepare my outfit one day before. And I also iron it, and I also make sure that I don't have a stain on it.
Yeah, we gotta be presentable.
Not, like
not today.
Today,
not
we are recording a podcast. So yesterday, I started thinking about what to wear.
Okay. It's just for special occasions, y'all. Yes. So y'all have better feel special.
Yeah.
Yes.
That is very interesting. Another question I have is, do you think, both of you, obviously come from different cultures, right? Can you share a little bit about that, both of your cultures? I mean, Dorin, you're Romanian. Maybe you can tell something about that. And Yehud, you're also Ukrainian. So say a little thing about that.
When about fashion,
Fashion. I'm just going to give you my question, y'all, and then you can think about the way you want to answer it.
Okay.
My question is, do you think your culture, Romanian or Ukrainian, influences the way you dress today? Or does it even have a mere influence, like even though if it's a little influence on the way you dress today or the way you think you should dress, or maybe when you wear something you're like, should I wear that because like it doesn't,
or
like it doesn't
contribute by like your traditional clothes or something.
Yeah,
you know,
you can answer both questions.
I honestly am intrigued by that question. That's a hell of a good question, don't get me wrong, but like when it comes to Romania, we've been more inspired by other cultures, America specifically. We've been trying to renew our brands, to
have that New York vibe.
We cannot do that in Romania. Mm-hmm. Like, we cannot do it like Americans do. We cannot do that. Because there are always people, like judgy people. Mm-hmm. Like judging the baddest way possible.
And in my opinion, it's not even just that. It's as the Americans will never be able to replicate Romanian culture, Middle Eastern, or Ukrainian, or any type of culture, because culture is a very deep-rooted thing, and only you from your culture can kind of comprehend it. Also, especially if it runs in the family, because it's like kind of... oh my God, what is the word? See, this is how being a child of multicultures, you can forget the word.
Me with Asha.
It has to be deep-rooted to you, and it's generational. It's passed down from generation to generation. So if in your family you are not so culturally tied, like you're culturally connected, then you may never really think about this question of the realization of, wait, is actually my culture kind of influencing? Even not the way I just dress, but think as well and act with people, because sometimes you can just do things and they're out of reflex because of your culture, you know? And you'd be like, oh. That was kind of my... I mean, you are a psychology major, so maybe that has a thing. I don't know.
Yes, that has a real thing. Oh, that has. I mean, my family really motivated me when it comes to fashion. Wow. My mother specifically. She was a very, very, very powerful and fashionable woman.
Shout out to Dorin's mom.
But to address the other part of the question when it comes like to Romania and like if I wanna, if I'm getting inspired by our traditional clothes or anything like that, I don't specifically. Okay. But if I'd be Anna Wintour, please bring her back, by the way, I would for sure bring some Romanian traditional ideas into the Vogue community.
Oh, I love it.
Yes, because that's special.
That's true. It's. I mean, it's at the end of the day, it's a part of who you are, you know?
So, exactly.
Yeah. What about you, Dorin? Oh, you're my bad.
Yeah, got it. Actually, my love to style also came from my mom. Because
out to the moms.
Yeah.
Honestly, love you all.
Yeah, she also really love nice clothes and make outfits and this stuff. Sometimes we are I call her and we together try to find the best bag in the shop or something like this. And actually like in Ukraine and Romania, teenagers mostly they has kind of pattern or sample of style, and these samples they're different. Mm-hmm. So yeah, it was really interesting, and in Romania people mostly doesn't care in general about clothes and this stuff.
That's debatable.
It's agree to disagree. But
but comparing with Ukraine.
To get on that point, what about you, Aida?
I wanted to tell you, to say something. I love, like, Romanian people. Like, they want to be comfortable. Like, they do not care with what they go out. Like, the first shock I saw, when I came here, I saw people with the, what does it call, the...
The bathrobe.
Yeah, bathrobe. Yes. When I saw people like, I was shocked. I was like, damn, you guys are so comfy. Like, you do not care. But in Iran, oh my God, you have to go out. You need to get ready like 2 hours, like, and then go out. Like,
God damn.
No, the robe thing was actually very true. I was in my neighborhood and I was going to the shop to buy some things. And then I saw a woman in her flip-flops and a robe. And she looked like she was fresh out of bed. And oh my God, I was like, I wish. Because coming from my Middle Eastern cultures, going back on the mom thing, by the way, yes, my mom slayed down the house with making me outfits. I looked chef's kiss, to be honest, growing up. So... yeah, and that has influenced me with how I dress today, but also my culture did as a Middle Eastern. You know, you have some kind of restrictions not to wear some stuff, but I wear what I'm comfortable with, and I lost my point. Yeah.
No, period. I totally agree.
Yeah, you get what I mean.
Agree on that.
No, but as a kid, I loved heels, and my mom had a lot of heels, and I was like, I was praying to be like bigger to wear them because my feet was like small. I was like, God, please, I need to wear heels. But then,
wait, now, you also do the dress thingy with you? You wear stuff from your mom, and you play pretend.
I went to her closet every time and wear something. I was like, Mom, can you give it to me, please?
Yeah.
And she was like, it was so big for me. She was like, that's not for you. But I was like, please. Like,
what do you mean? It fits me like a glove.
Exactly. And she was like, one day you will get them, you know? But now I have a lot of heels and clothes, so I love it.
Yeah, it's so sad because I moved from my parents' house and now I can't take clothes from my sister's wardrobe, my dad's, my mother's.
Yeah, even though it's like a war getting clothes from your siblings. At least with mine, I have to pay compensation, you know? It's like, you wear this, you get me boba, or you wear this, you get me this, or something. It's always compensation.
Yeah, my mom bought some stuff and I said I really want it. She said okay, you can pay also
tadele. Yes, that's also my
100 lei. I said you bought it for 80. She said
interest.
That's profit. I get t-shirt from my brother and jeans every time. I love his t-shirts.
And we fight sometimes. I have a twin brother and I always steal his clothes. That's so good. Yeah. And we don't really have a problem with that unless I'm doing something with the clothes. Like, I'm going to stain them. Like, I'm going to...
Even start wearing your sister's or your brother's shoes and it rains. You'd rather walk barefoot at this point.
I remember.
Yes.
All right. Coming to the end of our podcast, I would love for each of you to give an advice or a tip as a teenager to our lovely teenagers who are listening to us right now. I want you to give them an advice about, they listen all over, so they're from different cultures. I want you to tell them anything you want about how their culture affects their perspective of clothing, and do you think they should wear what they want to wear, or do you think they should think a little bit or put into consideration culture, their culture in the outfit, even though it's not even there, it's just like conservative or not, I don't know, do you get what I mean? Or
if we talk about safety here, yes, you should be paying attention to what you wear. Mm-hmm. We know some cases. We've talked about it.
Yeah.
But when it comes to people wanting to be seen, do something beautiful, you should be yourself. You should be yourself. You should dress the way you want to. Yeah. And you don't have to listen to any people that tells you that you don't wear something in a certain way, or I don't know. You should be yourself. That's the most important thing.
I would say if you have the freedom, you should wear whatever you want.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. If you have the freedom.
Yeah.
Yes.
I agree. I agree and I fully support. What about you, Yehud? You're very quiet.
Yeah. Actually, I totally agree with Doreen. And... if it's safe, it's really nice opportunity to take and wear whatever you want. Because sometimes, and in general, I have some stuff which I bought a lot of time ago, but still never like used. So maybe because I don't have special occasion.
Honestly, it's so true.
Yeah, and maybe I'm not really brave for this clothes, but it was cheap, so I bought it.
No, I think if you have the opportunity, just wear whatever you want.
Exactly. If you're comfortable. Yeah, and you are comfortable, guys. Yes, always just wear whatever makes you feel comfortable, guys. And make sure to stay stylish, though. You can always be comfortable while being stylish. So,
and make sure to, I don't know, pay attention to advertising. We don't want to see walking
Prada in the front or Dolce & Gabbana.
I completely agree
because it kind of loses personality. Like, exactly. Nothing. It's just
exactly. If you want to buy some Prada, some go on Vinted or anything like that.
Yes.
And buy some, I don't know.
Talking about it, I downloaded it like 2 days ago.
Ooh, I see. I'm still looking for stuff. I don't know.
I love that. All right. We hope your day is a little more stylish. In the next episode, we are going to talk about something that's very related to fashion and culture trends. So y'all better get your labubus ready. Brew a matcha latte and wait for us to drop our next episode.
Yay!
Our gossipers, if you love our gossiping session today... No.
Wait, no, I want to add something.
Sorry.
Gossipers, we want to hear your opinions about fashion, stereotypes, and trends in related to fashion, obviously. So make sure to follow us on @gossipcultures on Instagram to answer our questions that we have for you, because we're so interested in what you guys think about fashion these days.
Yay!
Yay. See you next time.
See you next time.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Goodness.